Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
We'll start out this morning. Every year at the beginning of the year, the Quinnipiac poll comes out, and this one was pretty ugly for Democrats. And it's interesting. They're reeling. They're trying to figure out what is going on. On the other side of the aisle, Republicans are really happy. Many have said the following. It's a sobering slapdown of historic proportions. The poll found that only 21% of voters said they approved of the job that Democrats are doing in Congress. That is an all-time low. While 40% of voters said they approved of the job Republicans are doing in Congress, that is an all-time high. The poll first started asking these questions in 2009. Now, Trump's favorability rating dropped 1 point from January. His disapproval rating spiked 6 points from January in the same time frame. The president got high marks from voters on immigration, the economy, and foreign policy. But two things, he was underwater. And I talked about this yesterday. So it's interesting that this validates what I said. It said he's underwater on the Ukraine war and on the policy related to Israel and the Gaza Strip. I warned yesterday that he might want to be careful. His dialogue and rhetoric going back and forth with Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is not going to bode well for him. Given the choice of Zelensky or Putin, it is apparent to me that this country picks Zelensky overwhelmingly. And there is a growing disdain and distrust for Vladimir Putin. In fact, this same poll revealed that 81% of voters said Russian Federation President Vladimir Putin should not be trusted by the U.S. President Trump's kind of signaled that he was siding with Russia against Ukraine on Wednesday when he took out after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The ongoing war, saying that he was a mediocre comedian at best, and he's a dictator whose country happens to be under martial law, and that's why that they have suspended elections at this point in time. One might ask whether or not, if Donald Trump was in the same position, whether he would do the same thing. I'm not a betting man, but I would bet that that's exactly what Donald Trump would do. And there are legitimate reasons for doing it. About the safety and security of the country, that a transition period at this point in time in the midst of a war, where how could they legitimately conduct an election while bombs, drones, planes, missiles, and other things are in the skies of Ukraine? and they're having to fight back. In my view, it's kind of an idiotic statement. But what's interesting about the results of this poll is I think the vast majority of people side with Ukraine. And he's going to have to tiptoe through the tulips very carefully on this issue, or he is going to lose public support. And he has actually put Republicans in a box, many of whom are pro-Ukrainian, many of whom have in recent history trashed the dictator Vladimir Putin, the archaic ways that this individual carries out his business. They're not worried about humanitarian concerns at all. And these same Republicans are going to be tasked with trying to defend this new found Trump policy. I don't think it's going to go very well that this is just going to be, well, this is just one of those ways that Donald Trump is going to negotiate. This is how he does it. He's done it in the past, and he's going to do it this time. Well, you know, what's interesting about Volodymyr Zelensky is he's not going to wait around. In fact, he didn't. He approached the UAE, who have a complete total disdain for Russia and its Russian leaders. And they signed a deal. They signed a trade deal, one that's fairly lucrative to Ukraine, and will provide revenue streams here in the short term, in the midterm. Very smart on his part. He's not going to wait around and be jerked around by a nose ring by Donald Trump. Foreign policy has a tendency of being a lot more complicated than that. It's not something that should be debated, articulated, a dialogue created on Truth Social. That's not the appropriate place. The appropriate place would be to get on the phone with the president of Ukraine. Now, Trump is complaining about the Ukrainian president not wanting to sign the deal as it relates to the rare earth minerals. President Zelensky articulates, I think, a very significant concern. There are no guarantees about providing security for that country moving forward. One might want to ask President Trump, if the roles were reversed, would he sign that agreement? Again, I'm not a betting man, but I would bet against him signing that agreement. I don't think he would do it. For the very same reasons as articulated by the president of Ukraine. It's basically not worth the paper it's written on. It's one-sided, it's one way, and it's all about being compensated for the dollars spent in Ukraine in rare earth minerals, with no guarantees of any future support or otherwise. None of this aid was previously contingent upon anything. And we shouldn't just step over the thought process that this president in Ukraine is willing to sign such a deal, to understand that there are financial considerations that the U.S. has as well, and there are concerns that they should be made whole. It doesn't seem as though he's opposed to that. But he wants some guarantees from the U.S. that the relationship, acting as an ally, supporting Ukraine in the future, is still intact.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We have been completely frustrated with foreign policy as we transition from one administration to another. Now, I recognize that there's going to be ideological differences as to how we approach it. I was not a big fan as to how President Biden approached it. I get it. But we always have to be mindful, in my view, that the entity's interest always outweighs the individual. The entity being the USA, the country. Our posture. We can't go around poo-pooing on previous administrations just for the sake of the poo-poo. It doesn't work that way. That doesn't work in the best interest of the entity. They took us down a road based on trust. The easiest way to violate that trust is to discard everything that was previously done without working through a transition period with the recipient, our ally, who we were working with. And if we have individuals in the White House or otherwise that don't understand that, they're just ignorant. And that's why we lose the faith of our allies in Europe and otherwise, because we just cannot discard this on a whim. It's not that simple. Things tend to be very complicated. We have spent hundreds of billions of dollars this endeavor. We have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people killed. We have an entire country that has been destroyed. We provided aid previously with a whole list of conditions. We tied the Ukrainians' hands behind their back. And now they find themselves in a position where they're kind of down and out, and we want to blame it on them? If we would have allowed them to act in the same fashion as their enemy, the Russians, the landscape today would be entirely different. Who knows? Maybe we'd have Ukrainians inside of Russia, deep inside of Russia. Because when things changed for just a little bit, they were able to accomplish same and hold on to that territory for quite a long period of time. But to say you've been involved for 3 years and you could have struck a deal, what deal is there to be struck? The Russians invade, the Russians bomb. Oh, let's go to a negotiation and let's go to the table so that I can give you some of my land to make you happy and bring an end to this. What? In my view, in fact, accepting anything less than going back to the original territory in 2014 is not, if we don't demand that, then we lose. We're less than, Russia's more than. We would be rewarding bad behavior And this guy has indicated over and over again, he has no problem engaging in bad behavior. He gets away with it. He's playing a different game than we're playing. And we need to recognize that. And why would you forecast what you're willing to give up on the front end? And why would you alienate your ally during the process to try and extract something more for this country out of Russia? It's just absolutely crazy. Now, a lot of folks are saying, oh, well, Newell, you really don't know what's going on behind closed doors. I tell you what I do know is that 81% of the voters said Russian Federation President Vladimir Putin should not be trusted by the U.S. Now, there's a delicate balance here when you're dealing with foreign policy. You got to make sure that the people at home understand exactly what's happening, because you're going to lose their trust. You're going to lose their confidence. And yes, you're only in office for 4 years. But maybe you should be concerned about the following 4 years, that there be another Republican in that office. You can blow it all up all you want. But if you don't have the confidence of the voting public, you have very little. But we'll take a wait and see, and we'll see what happens. But the course that it's on right now, with Zelensky not waiting, and I don't blame him. He shouldn't be patient. He should be very impatient about this, because there's not even a whole lot of communication about what's going on. Those are his words. So he runs and cuts a deal with UAE. The interesting thing is who's the next deal going to be with? And maybe that's something that we should be concerned about. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.